When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
In today's show, Bitcoin illiquid supply is going up relentlessly. In today's show, I'll be sharing the five things to watch out for in the Bitcoin market this week. And as me, Calvin Napop, shares here, now Bitcoin will fight 34,100 to 34,400 if that reclaims potential test at $38,000 possible range play at this point. And as Venture Founder shares, the worst dumps Bitcoin has ever had were due to miner capitulation in December 2018 and March of 2020. When Bitcoin fell below production cost, it is at risk for miner capitulation. Bitcoin was at risk for miner capitulation at $30,000 in June and is at risk now again at $34,000. And as Tech Dev shares here, current Bitcoin weekly RSI is 37, all bear bottoms between 29 and 35. March 2020 crash, 35, closer to a bottom than a top, in my opinion. Also in today's show, no regrets for New York City Mayor Eric Adams receiving his first Bitcoin paycheck during the dip. In a recent interview on CNN, he says the purpose of Bitcoin is to send a message that NYC is open to technology. And quoting him again here, it's the same as when I invested in the stock market. We saw a drastic drop during 2018 and other times. The purpose of Bitcoin is to send the message that New York City is open to technology. We want to see a large amount of new technology in the city of New York and to encourage our young people to engage in these emerging markets. Also in today's show, Bitcoin enters value zone as Bitcoin price floor metric goes green once again. As Charles Edwards of Capriole Investment shares here, hello NBT old friend, valuing the Bitcoin network based on transaction value. Throughput suggests we have entered the value zone. And as Wolf of Wall Street shares here, people have short memories. In May, Bitcoin went from 60 to 30,000 in 10 days. 10 days. That was much more aggressive on a much higher volume. It was only 8 months ago. We have been here before. Also in today's show, Rich Dad Poor Dad author Robert Kiyosaki to buy more Bitcoin if it dips to $20,000, as he shares here on crypto Twitter. Wow, words of wisdom. Your profits are made when you buy, not when you sell. Price of Bitcoin crashing. Great news. I bought Bitcoin at $6,000 and $9,000. I will buy more if and when Bitcoin tests $20,000. Time to get richer is coming. We'll also be taking a look at the overall crypto market. As you can see, there's blood on these crypto streets. But where's the Bitcoin price likely to go next? Find out all this, plus so much more in today's show. Hey, what's good, crypto fam? This is first and foremost a video show. So if you want the full premium experience, visit our YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net. Again, that's cryptonewsalerts.net. All right, welcome back to another episode of Crypto News Alerts. I'm your host, JV. How's it going, crypto fam? Holla at your boy in the live chat. Now for the five things to watch out for in the Bitcoin market this week as we hit a new low of 33,000. Bitcoin nears a generational bottom. Bitcoin bears took notice out of hours of trading on Wall Street, with the weekend ushering a new round of losses. From 39,000 to current lows of around 33,000 at the time of this recording, Bitcoin showed no mercy as liquidations mounted and sentiment took a fresh beating. Now traders are naturally eyeing a test of the $30,000 support. Other estimates of where some relief may occur previously lay at 33,000 and 31,500. Now analyzing various aspects of on-chain situation, Dylan LeClaire, senior analyst at UTXO Management, highlighted Bitcoin's current cost basis as a potential clue for what he calls a generational bottom. Cost basis refers to the aggregate price at which Bitcoin from various cohorts of investors was last moved. The calculation, when combined with other data, can give an insight into where a Bitcoin bear phase is likely to bottom out. Now, currently the network cost basis is $24,000. The ratio of cost basis to price, known as the NVRV ratio, likewise has further room to fall before putting in a classic floor signal of its own, as on-chain analyst Dylan LeClaire shares here. Now let's look where Bitcoin is trading relative to historical valuations. Currently, the network's on-chain cost basis is $24,000. A ratio of the cost basis and price, the NVRV ratio, shows the historical boom slash bust cycles of Bitcoin. And currently, MBRV is 1.5. The current MBRV ratio is in the 38th percentile of historical readings. In the past, Bitcoin dips below realized price have served as generational buying opportunities. It's anyone's guess if we get to 24,000, but it would certainly be extremely attractive to buy. Now for the next factor to keep your eyes out on this week in the Bitcoin market is the spotlight on the RSI, known as the Relative Strength Index, which hit its lowest level since the coronavirus crash of March 2020, well below even its classic oversold zone. RSI is now becoming one of the most convincing signals for analysts keen to put faith in a market rebound. As on-chain analyst William Clemente shares here, Bitcoin daily RSI at its lowest level since March 12, 2020, which was the COVID crash. And as Tech Dev shares here, current Bitcoin weekly RSI is 37, all bear bottoms between 29 and 35. March 2020 crash, 35, closer to a bottom than a top, in my opinion. And as Matthew Hyland shares here, Bitcoin monthly RSI approaching levels that have been historically some of the best buying opportunities in its entire history. Let's freaking go. Now for the third factor to keep your eyes out on this week in the Bitcoin market, miners hold firm thus far. Another phenomenon that could be subtly flagging $35,000 Bitcoin as red herring is that of miner selling or lack of it. Now at 50% below all-time highs, Bitcoin is now within major estimates of global production costs for mining a single Bitcoin. These range from around $34,000 to $38,000 according to recent estimates, including that from crypto merchant bank Galaxy Digital. And looking over the data covering movements from mining pools and known miner wallets, however, it appears that despite presumably low or even negative profit margins, miners are no mood to sell their BTC holdings in a significant accumulation trend that began last year, thus shows no sign of reversing yet. As pointed out here by The Real Plan C, miners are not selling Bitcoin. Do they know something? We don't. And as Venture Founder shares here, the worst dumps Bitcoin has ever had due to the miner capitulation was in December 2018 and March of 2020 when Bitcoin fell below production costs. It is at risk for miner capitulation. Bitcoin was at risk for miner capitulation at 30,000 in June and is at risk now again at 34,000. Now for the fourth factor to keep your eyes out on this week in the Bitcoin market, illiquid supply keeps growing. That's right, as Lex Moskovsky points out here, panic if you feel like it, but Bitcoin illiquid supply is going up relentlessly, as you can see here in this chart. And then Ishcoin minimalists responded, the left axis is zoomed in so much that what in reality is noise now looks like some kind of signal. Zoom out. And Lex responded, the only thing that is noise is the summer dip. So there you have it. Now for the fifth and final factor to watch out for in the Bitcoin market this week, sentiment index is a hair from historic lows. Checking out one of my favorite indicators is the crypto greed and fear index. Shows we're currently rated a 13 out of 100 in extreme fear. Yesterday an 11, last week a 22, and last month a 39 in fear. And if you're not familiar with the crypto greed and fear index, extreme fear can be a sign investors are too worried. That can be a great buying opportunity, like we're witnessing right now. BTFD bought that freaking dip. And when investors are getting too greedy, that means the market is due for a correction. And before I break down next story of the day, no regrets for New York City Mayor Eric Adams receiving his first Bitcoin paycheck during the dip, as well as Bitcoin enters value zone as BTC price floor metric goes green again, as well as Rich Dad Poor Dad author Robert Kiyosaki to buy more Bitcoin if the Bitcoin price dips to $20,000. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market. As you can see, Bitcoin down over 6% for the day, trading just above $33,500. Ether down 11%, maintaining just above $2,200. Solana taking a beating, down a whopping 18% for the day, trading at $83. Polkadot down almost 12%, trading just above $16. And Luna down 10%, trading just above $61. But all right, now let's break down our next story of the day. Bitcoin is a New York state of mind thing for Eric Adams, the crypto advocate serving as the 110th mayor of New York City. He received his first Bitcoin payout on Friday during some epic downwards price action and was unflappable when asked about his losses during an interview. Now the Bitcoin price has taken a nosedive from Friday highs of 41,000 to now down to 33,000, meaning Adams has effectively taken a 15 to 20% haircut on his first wages. In light of the plummeting price action, a CNN interviewer asked on January 23rd, how much money did you lose and do you have any regrets? The recently instated mayor sidestepped the question and instead shining a spotlight on Bitcoin's technology while making comparisons to investing in the S&P 500, quoting him here, is the same as when I invested in the stock market. We saw a drastic drop during 2018 in other times, the purpose of Bitcoin is to send a message that New York City is open to technology. We want to see a large amount of new technology in the city of New York and to encourage our young people to engage in these new emerging markets. And he concluded that he is excited to bring young people into the space who have historically been denied access to this new technology. Adams promised he would receive his first three paychecks in Bitcoin, or $97,000 annualized, in answers to interviewers' questions. Speculators can assume he lost roughly $5,000 in nominal dollar terms on Friday. That assumes he was paid roughly $32,333. But let's also keep in mind that one Bitcoin is still worth one BTC. So if you didn't sell, you didn't lose anything. That, my friend, is a fact. And while the salary gesture is a promising sign for the Big Apple, New York's crypto regulations are stringent for America's standards. The crypto exchange Gemini says the financial center has arguably the most comprehensive and granular crypto regulations in the nation, which is just a nice way of saying crypto regulation in New York sucks. It is what it is. The orange pill mayor clearly has his work cut out, but it's like the old saying goes, if Bitcoin can make it here, Bitcoin can make it anywhere. So there you have it. And before I break down next story of the day, Bitcoin enters value zone as Bitcoin price floor metric goes green once again, as well as Rich Dad Poor Dad author Robert Kiyosaki to buy more Bitcoin if Bitcoin dips to $20,000. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market cap, sitting just above $1.5 trillion with $92 billion in volume in the past 24 hours. And the current Bitcoin dominance is 41.6%, with the Ether dominance on the decline at 17.5%. And checking out the top gainers within the crypto market, we have Domain Coin leading the pack, up almost 3,000% for the day, followed by Pump ETH, up 747%, followed by NTANMAO, up 620%. Obviously, these are the super ish coins. Which altcoins in particular are you most bullish on for 2022? Let me know in the comments right down below. But all right, now let's break down our next story of the day. Bitcoin just re-entered a key price zone, which has signaled the beginning of the end of the bear phases, data confirms. In a new tweet on January 24th, Charles Edwards, founder of crypto investment firm Capriole, flagged Bitcoin's network value to transaction, which is the NBT ratio metric, as it delivered a new and rare oversold signal. The Bitcoin price losses accelerated over the weekend, with market not far from a retest of the seminal $30,000 support mark prior to Monday's Wall Street open. Nonetheless, for on-chain analysts, there are plenty of reasons to believe that the extent of losses seen recently is more of a market overreaction than a taste of things to come. And supporting that thesis is NBT, which calculates how overbought or oversold Bitcoin really is. Now, NBT, first developed by statistician Willy Wu, uses the ratio of Bitcoin's market cap to its daily on-chain transaction value to create an idea of whether the price behavior really corresponds to on-chain activity. Now, Edwards subsequently tweaked the metric by adding standard deviation bands to account for natural changes in on-chain behavior as Bitcoin matures. The result was so-called dynamic range NBT, and it has this incarnation that returned to its green zone this week. And over the past 2 years, only summer 2021, the post-China mining ban period, and the coronavirus crash of 2020 have produced such NBT behavior. And as Charles Edwards tweets here, hello, NBT old friend, valuing the Bitcoin network based on transaction value. Throughput suggests we have entered the value zone. Now back to the spot markets. Other called into question the veracity of recent losses, even with Bitcoin briefly exceeding negative 50% versus November's all-time highs. And with 2 months being all that was required for some balances to have, trader, analyst, and podcast host Scott Melker, known as the Wolf of All Streets, reminded followers that this is nothing new for Bitcoin. As he tweets here, people have short memories. In May, Bitcoin went from $60,000 to $30,000 in 10 days. 10 days. That was much more aggressive on much higher volume, and it was only 8 months ago. We have been here before. And before I break down our final story of the day, Rich Dad Poor Dad author Robert Kiyosaki to buy more Bitcoin if Bitcoin price dips to $20,000. But first, I want to remind you to smash that show more button right below this video in the description for a detailed analysis of what's going on in the crypto market. This goes for all 1,000 plus videos right here on my YouTube channel. Also, some very helpful resources for you to plug into, including my crypto merch store, now live at merch.cryptonewsalerts.net. Also have a daily letter, which goes out to over 30,000 subscribers every single day. To subscribe, visit letter.cryptonewsalerts.net. Also have a blog I update daily, which could be found at cryptonewsyes.com. Also be sure to smash that subscribe button and ring that bell to receive daily premium crypto news alerts every single day, just like this. You can also find me on Spotify and Apple's iTunes. We're currently receiving over 700,000 downloads per month. And if you're listening to the pod, check out the YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net for for the full premium experience with video. And of course, you can follow me on crypto Twitter, Facebook, Telegram, and TikTok. So wherever you're at, be sure to follow me there. But all right, now let's break down our final story of the day. The American businessman and author Robert Kiyosaki is not concerned about the recent price drop in the crypto market. He described Bitcoin's plunge as great news and vowed to increase his exposure to the asset should USD value dip to $20,000. Now, the 74-year-old Kiyosaki, best known for a series of books called Rich Dad Poor Dad, is among the experts who considers Bitcoin the right investment tool in times of financial crisis and inflation. He also believes that the primary crypto has educational functions. In summer of 2020, he stated that Bitcoin, as well as gold and silver, make people smarter, richer, and stronger against the Fed. And having such a high opinion on the leading digital asset, it's no wonder that Kiyosaki is a Bitcoin hodler. In a recent tweet, he admitted buying Bitcoin when its price was hovering around $6,000 and $9,000. And true to his financial beliefs, he says profits are accumulated when one buys and not sells, and vowed to purchase more BTC if the US dollar value dumps to $20,000, as he shares here on crypto Twitter. Wow. Words of wisdom. Your profits are made when you buy, not when you sell. Price of Bitcoin crashing. Great news. I bought Bitcoin at $6,000 and $9,000. I will buy more if and when Bitcoin tests 20K. Time to get richer is coming. Silver best bargain today. Silver still 50% below high. Now, while I agree that the time to get richer is now, especially with Bitcoin below 50% from its all-time high of $69,000, I disagree that silver and gold is good to buy, because gold and silver is manipulated by the Fed, as it has been for a long time. An example with gold, 2% of the gold supply is added each and every year, so it cannot be compared to the hardest form of sound money to ever exist, known as Bitcoin, just saying, which we all know only has a 21 million limited hard cap supply. Now, not long ago, the author compared the cryptocurrency to people's money, while gold was nicknamed God's money. In his view, the monetary problems caused by the Fed with its COVID countermeasures have turned the American national currency into fake dollars. I love that, because USD is fake dollars backed by absolutely nothing. Just saying. He warned people not to save cash, as their funds will get devaluated in times of recession like we're witnessing right now. Instead, they should focus on Bitcoin and gold to preserve their wealth. Now, others who share the same viewpoint, as I mentioned earlier, the New York City Mayor Eric Adams, quoting him here, the purpose of Bitcoin is to send the message that NYC is open to technology. Very powerful words. And of course, we have the government of small Latin American nation, El Salvador, President Nayib Bukele, which became a symbol of Bitcoin's adoption, is also not worried about the crypto decline. As the president shares here, El Salvador just bought 410 Bitcoin for only $15 million. Some guys are selling really cheap. Let the weak paper hands sell to the diamond hands. It is what it is. Now, with its purchase, the country increased its holdings to a total of 1,801 BTC converted into US dollars. At this time, the amount is worth more than $62 million. So there you have it. Do you also feel it's the time to get rich by buying this dip? And will you take advantage of it if the Bitcoin price dips to $20,000 that Robert Kiyosaki says he will? I know I will. Let me know your thoughts in the comments right down below. And now for a quick recap, what I covered with you here in today's show. Illiquid supply is going up relentlessly. I shared with you the five things to watch out for in the Bitcoin market this week, as well as no regrets for New York City Mayor Eric Adams receiving his first Bitcoin paycheck during the dip, as well as Bitcoin entering a value zone as Bitcoin price floor metric goes green once again, as well as Rich Dad Poor Dad author Robert Kiyosaki to buy more Bitcoin if the Bitcoin price dips to $20,000. Where do you feel the Bitcoin price is likely to go next? How low will she go? Let me know in the comments right down below. Now for our top three comments from yesterday's episode, Kenneth wrote, I'm glad to see you actually covering articles that reflect Bitcoin present posture. Normally, as Bitcoin is falling 30%, you'll be predicting Bitcoin hitting $500,000 in a few days. That's not true. I never predicted Bitcoin ever hitting $500,000 in a few days. That's always the long-term trajectory that Bitcoin will eventually hit six figures. And yes, even eventually $500,000 and $1 million. That, my friend, is a fact. However, I appreciate the feedback. Thanks so much for tuning in, fam. HODL. And our next featured comment comes from Chris, who wrote, this is my go-to show every morning. Keep it up, JV. Just bought a t-shirt too. The Notorious BTC. Much love and respect, Chris. I greatly appreciate you tuning in daily and purchasing some merch to help support the show. HODL. Now for our third and final comment, it's actually a tie because I like quite a few today. Jenny Jones wrote, JV, thank God for your show during times like this. Ecoin wrote, aloha JV, and then the weekend with Crypto News Alerts fam and getting caught up with the choice crypto news from you, solid as always. And Stephen Hubbs wrote, when Gary Gensler leaves the SEC, that's when you will get a spot Bitcoin ETF. And I wrote, I'm thinking the same. And to be featured on tomorrow's episode, drop me a comment right down below.